Huge steel sculptures loom over the Mission Reach walkway, right past where the Mission Drive Bridge goes over it.
It's 8 sculptural metal pieces. They range in height from 6 to 27 feet.
The San Antonio River Foundation's Stuart Johnson.
I say they kind of look like these big hands in the sky. We've also called them trees. The steel is treated with an oxidizing agent so that they look rusty, but that's actually keeping the metal from rusting away.
That's just one side of the two-sided pieces. The other is quite different.
It is done in a series of colors that is representative of the wildflowers that he experienced on his first site visit.
That he is Arnie Quenza, the Belgian artist who created this installation. Quenza's signature color scheme is a bright orange-red, but here he was inspired to go in a different direction.
Purples and some blues and even some yellows in it. He was so influenced by seeing the wildflowers that he wanted to put that into his piece.
The mulch surrounding the art installations has been seeded with wildflowers, so next spring the sculptures may be surrounded by the colors that inspired them.
One of Arne's basic missions with doing his public art is to get the public to stop and think.
About that time, I noticed a Mission Reach walker had done just that.
Oh, I love this.
That's Celia Vasquez.
To me, they symbolize like a forest of trees. Very natural.
Two more San Antonio River Foundation art installations are expected to be completed next year on the Mission Reach. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.